Om Shanti. In the series of Power of Thought, today, episode number 43. This is the Avyakta Murli of 15th December 1999. When your thoughts are selfless, pure and clear, you will have many experiences very quickly. Science will bow down in front of your power of silence. Even now people think that there is something missing in science that needs to be fulfilled. This is why Bab Dada is once again underlining for you that your thought power will enable you to do fast service in your final stage. Therefore, pay greater attention to your power of thoughts. Save it and accumulate it. It will be very useful. You will be able to become a soul who constantly experiments with the power of your thoughts. What is the importance of science? It is only when scientists make scientific experiments that people believe that they are doing something wonderful. Therefore, in order to experiment with your power of silence, you need the power of concentration. The main basis of the power of concentration is to have power of control of your mind. It is with this that you increase the power of your mind. The power of the mind is praised a great deal. Those with occult powers also show temporary miracles through the power of their mind. You too will show benevolent miracles through the right methods, not with occult power, which will become blessings. This experiment with the power of thoughts will be proved as a blessing for soul. Therefore, first of all, see whether you have controlling powers to control your mind. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 15th December 1999. Baba is talking about power of mind, power of silence, power of concentration. When your thoughts are selfless, pure and clear. When your thoughts are selfless. When your thoughts are pure. When your thoughts are clear. What happens? You will have many experiences very quickly. The thing is that because the mind is muddy, because the mind is dirty, because the mind is not clear, because there are so many impurities inside the mind, that's why you don't have experiences. The very basis for having experiences is to have a very clear mind. Or rather, the ultimate goal of spirituality is to have a clear mind, a clean and clear heart, a clean and clear mind. When your thoughts are selfless, pure and clear, in Sunday's Murli, Avyakta Murli, Baba has said, when you have one single elevated thought, you get fruit of 1,000 elevated thoughts from Bab Dada. One elevated thought from your side, in return, you get the fruit of 1,000 elevated thoughts from Bab Dada. That is the power of elevated thoughts. So when your thoughts are selfless, no more we are thinking of what I need, what I require, what is for me. When you come out of that your own self and start thinking of what I should give to the world, what I need to give to the world, you have to become Mahadani, you have to become great donor. Selfless, one. Second, pure. When your thoughts start becoming pure and crystal clear, that time you will have lot of experiences. People don't have experiences. They keep on reading scriptures, they keep on reading murlis, they keep on reading so many things. How much time is needed to have experience? 1 second. And how many murlis are required to give you experiences? One line is too big. One word of one line of one murli is enough to give you experience. For giving classes, one murli is less. But for your own salvation, for your own transformation, for your own metamorphosis, one word is enough. Only one word. You listen one word and that you can take you to the world of, that can take you out of this world. If you get stabilized in that word, if you focus your entire mind, entire soul into that one word, into that one thing. Vivekananda has said somewhere, take up one idea. Take up just one idea. Make that idea your life. Think of it, dream of it, live on that idea and just leave aside all other idea, and that is the way to success. It is not taking up many ideas. It is not churning many ideas. Take up one idea. Think on it. Dream of it. Day and night, let that idea fill your brain, fill your mind. Let that idea run through your veins and nerves. Complete preoccupation of the mind with one idea. Complete capture of the mind with one idea. All your feelings, all your emotions should be focused, centered on that one thing. Zero in on, only on that one idea, on that one word, and that will pave the way for experiences. So Baba is saying, you will have many experiences very quickly. Right now, everybody is struggling in this Brahmin life, struggling with Murli. There is an eternal struggle going on with Murli. In fact, the truth is not in the Murli, the truth is in the understanding of Murli. Simply reading Murli from cover to cover, simply revising it, simply learning it by rote, that parrot-like reading is not going to help you. It is reading with understanding. There is a very beautiful book, or rather a song sung by Adi Shankaracharya. The name of the song is Bhajagovindam. This is probably one of the only songs sung by Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya has always talked in terms of debates, in discussions. He is a very intellectual person. He is always on the track of Gyan. He is always talking in terms of complex philosophies, theories, dogmas, principles, all those things. This is probably one of the only song where he is like a devotee. He is singing the glory of the Lord. There, in that book, there is a one statement where he says, even one drop of Ganges is enough to quench your thirst. Even few lines of Gita are enough to give you salvation. It's not necessary that you read entire Gita from cover to cover. You know entire Gita. There are people in this whole world, you will see everywhere there are some discourses going on, and they know Bhagavad Gita by heart. But have they attained liberation? They know scriptures by heart, but have they attained liberation? No. They are far away from scriptures. Rather, the more you learn, the more you become ignorant. Rather, spirituality is a process of unlearning what you have learned. It's not about just keep on learning. It's when you unlearn, when you become empty, that time divine experiences start. So it's not just the question of reading Murli, it's not just the question of revising Murli, it's not the question of churning Murli only. There is something higher step also. Where words leave you, where you go beyond words into that realm of wordlessness, into that kingdom of speechlessness, where all words fall down and you remain still. And in that stillness and in that silence, divinity will incarnate. The real truth will descend. The ultimate reality you will know. So Baba is saying here, when your thoughts are selfless, pure and clear, that time only this will occur. Otherwise, no. So long your thoughts are impure, unclear and selfish, this is not going to happen. Science will bow down in front of your power of silence. This is at present a far cry, but it will happen. Right now, science is not fully recognizing the value of silence. Because to execute this power of silence, you require great power. Because those powers are still not there. There are people in the world, like that Uri Geller was there. He used to bend the spoon with his power of the mind in front of the entire audience. That's what he used to do. He used to prove it. But that is still a science. There is a science to it. And he used to say that what I do, you can also do. It is just a question of concentration of mind. So all the siddhis, whatever they are in the world, they are just little manifestations of the power of silence. There was a yogi whose name was Brahma Yogi. What he used to do, Brahma Yogi, if you make a cut The natural phenomenon is that blood will start oozing. With his power of the mind, he will stop that blood from oozing. He will stop that blood from oozing. That was his power of the mind. But he could do it for half an hour only. He could take any poison and nothing would happen to him. This is showed to the world. He would stop his heartbeats. Now these are involuntary things. These are not in our control. Like digestion, it is not in our control. These are involuntary activities. But with his power of the mind, he even did this. Ultimately he died in Rangoon. And the cause of the death is that he made an experiment. He drank one poison. And now he could tolerate that. His power was only for half an hour. But on the way, the vehicle got some problem. So because of the repair or some accident that happened, he got late in reaching the place. And that's why he died. So these are all the unprecedented powers, manifestation of the powers of the mind. So powers of the mind, you can do even this. You can control even involuntary activities. Even for example, Swami Rama. Swami Rama of, you must have read the book, Masters, Himalayan Master, where Swami Rama has talked about all these things. He went to US and he demonstrated all of these powers. All of these powers he demonstrated. So this is all the power of the mind. Baba is talking about power of silence, which is even much deeper and higher than the power of the mind. One is power of science, second is power of mind, third is power of silence. Even now people think that there is something missing in science that needs to be fulfilled. People know that there is a vacuum. There is some hiatus, somewhere some gap is there in science. It is saying in English, man has just scratched the surface of science. Man has not even understood science fully. Here we are talking about spirituality, rather where the science ends, the spirituality starts from that point of time. So, there is something missing in science that needs to be fulfilled. That is why Bab Dada is once again underlining for you that your thought power will enable you to do fast service in your final stage. Baba is saying that you have to now serve with your thoughts. It's not possible for you to reach to each and every corner of this world. But yes, with your thought power you can go anywhere. You can sit here and you can travel across the world. You can make tour across the world. You can climb the summit of the Himalayas. And you can even go down the abysmal depths of the ocean. Therefore, pay greater attention to your power of thoughts. This, one of the reasons that we came to Baba is to become powerful. How much I have become powerful after coming to Baba? This is the question everybody should ask. Suppose, when I came to Baba, I used to cry 10 times. How many times I cry now? Suppose, while coming to Baba, I used to practice falsehood 10 times. How much falsehood is there in me now? When I came to Baba, the percentage of vices was 80%. How much it is now? When I came to Baba, I was full of waste. Now how much percent I have become free from waste? Ghee go. There is one word in English, ghee go. Garbage in, garbage out. How much garbage is coming in and how much garbage is going out? Ghee go. Garbage in, garbage out. This process, how much it is still going on? So, pray greater attention to your power of your thoughts. We have to make thoughts powerful. That is the ultimate thing. Save it. You have to save your thoughts. Yesterday's class we saw about the budget. Saving. What are the things we need to save? Water. You start with water? Let's start with something. Okay. What was the mnemonic? The sweet team. T for? Time. H for? Housing, accommodations, or all those things. That's given in books, that's why that housing. Though it's not very much relevant to us. H-E for? Energy. Energy, also again, different types of energies. Physical energy, intellectual energy, thought energy. D-T for? T for? Things. D sweet, S. S for speech. W for water. E for environment. E for? Electricity. T for? Sweet, na? Transportation. Then, team. Again, things. E for? environment, or there are multiple E's. One E is for environment, another E is for energy, third in eatables, here eatables, food. You have to save your food also. Then A for addictions, and M for money. These are 12 points. You have to make a budget scheme to see that all these things are not wasted throughout the day. Otherwise, we will just fritter away all of these things. There's no, we have to be very, very economical. Not to squander away the money, all this like that. It will become very useful. When you pay attention to your thoughts, you will be able to become a soul who constantly experiments with the power of your thoughts. Mahatma Gandhi has said, my life is an experiment. It's a laboratory where I experiment with truth. Our life should become a lab where you have to experiment with power of thoughts. How do you experiment with power of thoughts? How do we experiment with the power of thoughts? We have been told we are scientists. We are spiritual scientists. Who are we? We are spiritual scientists. And we have to do experiments. Our life is a laboratory. We have to experiment with power of thought. How do we experiment? First experiment is on the body. First experience is on the body. Our own body. If you are getting headache, if you are getting abdominal pain, if you have pain, any pain in the body, let's try to experiment. Give order to your body. Stop. Let's see whether this body obeys or not. Experiment with diseases. Experiment with weakness. Experiment with fatigue. Experiment with tiredness. Experiment with body. With thoughts. Second experiment.
Food.
What food?
Give
positive energy to food. Then water, liquids. So you give energy to food and see that it has become charged. It has become powerful. Even for that example, water. Whatever you drink, give powerful vibrations to it. Many times throughout the day, if you suffer from some disease, many times throughout the day give vibrations to that water and then drink it. And thinking that with drinking of that water, my disease, illness, ailment, malady will go away with that thought. That time you have to give vibrations to that and then eat. Okay, that is one. So that is about food. So first experiment of thought is with body. Second experiment with eatables, food or drink, everything will come in that. Third experiment with thought.
Relationships.
Yes, very good, very important. If you want to repair the broken relationships, you have to experiment with the power of thoughts. If suppose somebody has a bad feeling for you, yesterday's Murli Baba has said disgust or dislike in whilst talking in blessing in about talking about words or your speech. Baba has used 2-3 words, hashad and all those. So there you can experiment with power of thoughts. Let's send positive energy to the person who has got all the negative thoughts about me. Pure and positive energy. So that is one. In relationships. Then, where you will experiment with power of thought? In service, of course, when there is no service. That time you have to experiment with power of thoughts. Send out positive vibrations. Send out messages and invoke souls. They will come to you. Then, Sushil Bhai, where you will experiment with power of thought? Department. What problem is there in the department? Many problems. For example, that one already we said, relationship. Then what else? Crisis. Manpower. Or any crisis for that matter. Okay, any crisis. If there is any crisis, then natural calamities. Then? If somebody is not ready to listen to me, then you experiment with the power of thought. So that will come in relationship only also. Also in service as well as in relationship. Then?
Old sanskars.
What you will experiment with that? You have to experiment with power of the sankalp shakti prayog experiment. How? Manjubin, how will you experiment with power of thought? Creating a positive and positive aura. Okay. Then? We want some work to be done. Very important point. We want some work to be done. We want to be done. We want that it should be done within that stipulated period of time. And that time, we should experiment with the power of thought. We are going down. We are in the train. We are in the bus. And we have to catch the train by 9 o'clock. And we are already late. Make a thought that the moment I enter the train, that time only train will start. Otherwise, it will not start. No. Okay, so this is, you can try. These are the power of the thoughts. One recent experience I had, I would like to share. It's a very small experience, not a very great thing. And just now, when I was going to one place, from one place, we were in the, car, and we were going to another place for a yoga retreat. So that brother told us, so it has not rained for a long time. So I told that brother, why did not you tell this me at least 1 month before? You should have told me this 1 month before. So I could have done something. So he said that we are conducting bhatti that place, but it is quite hot. And from many months it has not rained. So I told him, you should have told me before. I said, okay, now, even though you are late, let me try. So I was just sleeping and I was just looking at the clouds. And I said, let me give an order to these clouds, what happens. And I sent an order to these clouds. I said, please start training. And I went off to sleep. And after some time, after 1 hour maybe, it rained like anything. Cats and dogs. It was just raining heavily. By the time we reached in the with that rain, everybody was welcoming, oh, you came and it started raining after a long time, it's good. So, you know, this is a short experiment we did with nature. It may not be like that, but still, there's no problem in getting happy that it worked. So sometimes you have to be happy like that. So, see, this nature also listens to you. So, in order to experiment with your power of thoughts, you need the power of concentration. All other illnesses also, for that you require greater power. For your own illness, you require power, but for curing others' illness, you require very higher power. Very higher power. This power is manifested in the lives of incarnation, saints, you can see. In the life of Jesus Christ, he is going and a person is there 40 years, he has not been able to walk. He is sitting in that synagogue and it is a day of Sabbath. And he is telling that person, get up, carry your carpet and start walking. And that person gets up and everybody is amazed. Everybody is aghast to see that how this person is walking with his carpet in his hand. There is another person, a blind man comes to Jesus Christ and he tells him, do you believe that I can cure you? Dost thou believest that I can cure you? Yea, Lord, yes Lord, I believe that you can cure me, then be thou whole. He takes the mud in his hand, spits on that mud and applies that mud on his eyes and tells him, now go to that pond and wash your eyes. He washes his eyes and he starts seeing. There's another person, Lazarus. Mary is one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. She is crying and blubbering and her brother has died. And she comes to Jesus Christ and tells him, in your presence my brother has died. You are here, O Lord. Why did not you tell? You couldn't do anything to save my brother. Jesus says, where is your brother? And she takes him. And her brother is already dead. He's already buried, already somewhere behind those stones. And he stands out and he says, Lazarus, come out. And he is coming out with that all white clothes. A dead body walking. It's shown like that. Lazarus is coming out. Lazarus is coming out. So that is shown. These are some of the powers which are manifested in the lives of higher souls. Almost all the people have shown, but this is actually, he did not want, and he always told all those things, please do not tell this to anyone. Please don't tell this that I have cured you. Please don't tell this to anyone. So, what is all this, of course? This is all the power of the mind. These are the souls which are very strong power of the mind, very strong concentration, very power of spirituality, power of purity. Purity has the greatest healing power in the world. No other power can heal as purity heals. Purity has the greatest healing power. Only thing is that we are less pure. So try to become more pure so that you start having more healing power. So here Baba is saying, in order to experiment with your power of silence, you need the power of concentration. The main basis of the power of concentration is to have the power of control of your mind. And for concentration, you need to control your mind. And for controlling the mind, again purity is necessary. So it's vice versa. It is with this that you increase the power of your mind. The power of the mind is praised a great deal. Those with occult power, Riddhi Siddhi, what they used to, they show temporary miracles to the power of the mind. They show a lot of miracles. They can do so many miracles, that is with occult power. You too will show benevolent miracle through the right method. Theirs is Riddhi Siddhi, yours is Vidhi Se Siddhi. That's what Baba said, right method. Not with occult power. You don't do this with Riddhi Siddhi, which will become blessing. This experiment with the power of thought will be proved as a blessing for souls. Therefore, first of all, see whether you have controlling power to control your mind. So, what is today's lesson? Increase the power of mind. Increase the power of concentration. Increase the power of silence. Power of silence, power of mind, power of concentration. Increase all of this. For this, you need to save your thoughts. For this, you need to have your thoughts selfless, pure and clear. Make attempts only at this. Try to become more and more pure. The purer the mind, Swami Vivekananda has said somewhere, the purer the mind, the easier it is to control. The most important thing is concentration of mind. He has said at some other place, if I am given a chance to become a child, I will first of all learn the power of concentration, and with that power of concentration, then I will master the entire education. Whatever knowledge is there in the world, first I need the power of concentration. Rather than, if suppose you are given this murli and you are told to read this murli, it's not that immediately you start, go and jump into it and start reading. Wait. First focus, first calm the mind, first still the mind, first concentrate the mind. First read one or two lines here and there, just randomly, bizarre method. One line here, one line there, and then stop and then churn for some time. First of all, make the mind concentrated. Once the mind is concentrated, even if you read 5 minutes, you just master it. Otherwise, people say that we read murli 5 times, but we don't remember anything. We keep on reading murli every day, but we don't remember anything. Why? It is not about this person has got greater intellect and this person has got lesser intellect. It is not the question of lesser and higher. It is the question of trained memory, untrained memory. Trained intellect, untrained intellect. It is a question of scattered intellect and concentrated intellect. Concentrate. Learn the power of concentration. The more you learn to concentrate, suppose I give you this, okay? And I tell you that you have to learn this by heart, 52 methods, and come and tell here. So, how do you go about it? You have to use certain methods, certain techniques, certain mnemonics in order to understand, learn this. Otherwise, how will you learn these methods? Otherwise, you keep on forgetting. So, that is why most important thing, even before churning murli or even learning murli or reading murli or listening murli, important thing is develop the power of concentration. Try to focus, like I sit here, close the eyes and try to listen to all the voices which are there in the nature. That increases the power of concentration. Second, whatever class you listen, immediately you go from here and try to repeat the entire class. See, one thing I will tell you, I was literally shocked by this thing. This is the newest thing I have learnt in my life. Recently I had gone in South. There, whatever I used to speak, they used to translate in their South Indian language. Suppose I speak for 5 minutes, then that sister will translate that, but she will not miss a single word. She will start with the point I started, and she will tell in the same chronological order, everything. If I speak for 10 minutes, she will not interrupt me. After 10 minutes, she will start with the same from where I started and will cover everything almost. What a great power of concentration. What a power of listening. This is a new experiment. This is an experiment you should also do. Now you listen to this class here. Try to recall this class in the same order. Same order from where I started. Same story in the same order. Same point in the same order. Same. I'm flabbergasted too. Just listen to this lady. And she said that I am nothing. There are sisters here who translate, who listen for 1 hour and after that they just translate. As it is. Ditto. That is where the practice. No, so why can't we make this practice? Just listening somebody for 1 hour, now try to recall him. Just try to recall whatever that person has said. Everything word for word, line for line, each example he has given or she has given. This is one of the ways of concentrating the mind. Focused mind is what is need of the hour. We need a focused mind. Our mind is scattered. See, when we sit in yoga, one mind is thinking, oh this, one mind is thinking that. One mind is thinking about food, another mind is thinking about some pending work, another mind is thinking about what I have to do tomorrow. One mind is thinking, this person, immediately after yoga, I have to meet him, otherwise he will run away. I have to talk with him. I have to see that I talk with him. So where is the yoga? Yoga is concentration. This is multi. Just as you are multi-grain, this is multi-yoga. So this is not yoga at all. Because you are not focused. Yoga means concentration. Yoga means meditation. Means just ward off all other things and focus on one thing. So learn, though concentration itself is not meditation. Concentration is not meditation. I am not telling concentration is meditation. But concentration is one of the prerequisite. One of the important requirement for meditation. If you have the power of concentration, you can become a better yogi. If you have power of concentration, you can become a better professional, a better sevadari, a better yogi, a better sevadari, a better jnani, a better speaker, a better everything in life. Okay? So learn the power of concentration. Om Shanti.